may not matter in a lot of places, and the truth may not matter in a lot of places, but it matters here every single day. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, December 17th, 2019. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Mega Millions jackpot continues to grow after no one brought home the prize on Friday the 13th. So the jackpot is worth what? Almost $400 million. Now that'd make for a nice Christmas, now would it? Number two, what about a white Christmas? How many are going to have one this year? It looks like all the usual suspects will get blankets of white, but who's getting a big surprise for Christmas morning? We'll find out about that. And number one, here's the thing. Tomorrow it appears almost certain that President Donald Trump will be impeached as president. Impeached as president. Only the third time in American history. It's the most partisan political attack I have ever witnessed in my 50-plus years here on the planet. Not even close. The most partisan political attack I've ever heard in my life, in my time here on the planet. Not a single Republican anywhere in elected office at the federal level supports this idea. Not one. Not one. Found a state lawmaker from Nebraska who supported it. Wow. Pretty incredible. And now you look at the polling. The polling is falling apart for the Democrats. And we're going to get to Alyssa Slotkin and her town hall yesterday. And we're going to get to Spanberger and some of the other freshman Democrats that have come out now and said they'll be voting for impeachment. We'll get to all of that. But the numbers are falling apart. Four polls in a row now. NPR, PBS, USA Today, Suffolk, CNN, the Quinnipiac poll coming last night, all showing across-the-board opposition to impeachment of the President of the United States. The Quinnipiac poll, the latest poll, 51% opposed, 45% support. That's a big swing away from where they've been. It's a big swing away from where Quinnipiac has been in the past. And you can look back at some of these polling numbers and look at some of the more, for example, Quinnipiac last month, yes, removed, plus two. Now it's minus six on that scale, plus six to not remove. And if you look farther back, you'll find polling that said that the numbers were 13, 14 points in favor of removing the president from office. One of those, the Economist YouGov poll, consistently 12 points, 13 points. It's now down to just 4 points supporting removal. It has inverted itself. Impeachment has inverted itself now that people know what the truth is. And so impeachment's going to come most likely tomorrow. Now, the Republicans could stall that for a day. It's meaningless. The Democrats are going forward with this half-baked plan. And what most people, or too many people, don't realize, and I've talked to a bunch of people, they don't realize that if Donald Trump is impeached tomorrow, come Thursday, he will still be president. Well, what do you mean? He's impeached. They don't understand phase two, part two, chapter two, the rest of the story. They don't get it. That it has to go to the United States Senate. And now the Senate, Democrats led by Chuck Schumer, have another scheme they want to pull, another fraud they want to perpetuate, another fraud they want to perpetuate on the American people, and that is this. Chuck Schumer says we have a whole bunch of witnesses we have to call and new information we have to get. Now, wait a second. It's not the Senate's job. The Senate's job is to hold a trial, an impeachment trial, on the facts presented by the House investigators. That's the way the process works. But the House investigators have not one fact witness, not one. Not a single fact witness brought forward by the House. And now Chuck Schumer wants, well, we need to talk to this person and this person and this. It's not the way it works, Chuck. You don't get to redefine the process again. And I hope certainly that Mitch McConnell says no to that. No to that process because it is also unprecedented. It's another way to take a second bite at the apple. You don't have the evidence to procure a removal from office. You're not going to get an indictment. So you need to change the rules. In fact, let's go to Chuck Schumer. It's bite number one. You'll hear a bit of what he has to say about it. Bite one with Chuck Schumer. Go.
We need to know the facts from those who are in a position to know. and from documents
that I agree with
that accurately reflect them. So, to engage a trial without the facts coming out is to engage in a cover-up.
Exactly.
To conduct a trial without the facts is saying
he's exactly right. It is a cover-up.
We have something to hide.
You do have something to hide, Chuck Schumer, because it is a cover-up. To go after a trial when you don't have the facts, as you have just acknowledged the Democrats do not, you are perpetuating a fraud on the American people. So Chuck Schumer wants to change the rules of engagement. He wants to change the rules of an impeachment trial and say, no, we need a lot more investigation. We need a lot more witnesses. We need facts. That's right, Chuck, because you don't have any. Thank you for underlining and underscoring the real problem here. The House was in such a yank to get to an impeachment somehow, any way they could get there. They forgot to do a little thing we like to call fact-finding. Well, they did fact-finding behind closed doors in secret chambers beneath the Capitol. Alyssa Slotkin yesterday tried to defend that as well. Republicans had plenty of opportunity to do. No, they did not. Don't sit there and look us straight in the face and not tell us the truth. Republicans did not have an even and fair playing field. Republicans asked for witnesses. They were denied. Republicans asked for a minority hearing. They were denied. Republicans asked for an opportunity to speak equally. They were denied. Period. And to say otherwise is dishonest. To say otherwise is flat out dishonest. You know it. I know it. Alyssa Slotkin knows it. Haley Stevens knows it. Max Rose knows it. They all know it. By the way, at that town hall in Rochester Hills, Oakland University, Slotkin, a divided crowd there to say the least. A divided crowd there on hand, to say the least. In fact, we'll go to bite number two to give you a flavor of it. It was a lot of carrying on and yelling back and forth. Bite number two at the town hall with Alyssa Slotkin yesterday. I was there. Here's some sound from it. Go.
Why is it wrong for the president to be reaching out to Ukraine and trying to
why is it wrong for the president to want to investigate corruption before handing out our taxpayer dollars?
Yeah. So why don't you ask a few of the questions,
How can you overturn the will of 63 million voters in 2016? And why don't you trust voters to make a decision for themselves in less than a year?
Yeah. So the question on overturning the election and why are we moving ahead with impeachment when the election is in 2020? So for me, honestly, this is why I was not supportive of impeachment for many, many months, because I thought the election in 2020 should take care of it.
Yeah, the election in 2020 should take care of it, but it will in other regards now. Because Alyssa Slotkin and all these freshman Democrats and others are going all in on impeachment, a strictly partisan event. Not a single Republican joining anywhere. Not one Republican joining. It's a partisan effort. And so I guess we'll let it weigh itself out at the ballot box for the 8th Congressional District and elsewhere. We'll talk more about it right after the break on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. They're at it again in Lansing. First, they tried to make us pay a 45 cents a gallon gas tax increase. Yeah, the roads are bad, but an extra 45 cents a gallon? Well, that didn't work. But it didn't end there. Now, Lansing wants legislation to give individual counties the authority to charge you an unlimited amount in additional gas taxes. That means you could pay higher gas taxes in the county you live in, but other counties you drive around won't have the extra tax. And the roads will be just as bad, if not worse. It doesn't make any sense. We already have some of the highest gas taxes around. Don't let Lansing make us the highest gas tax state in the country. If you're sick of Lansing always wanting to raise the price of gas with poor results, contact your state representative and tell them to stop House Bill 4963. Stop the county gas tax. Brought to you by your neighbors, the locally owned members of the Michigan Petroleum Association.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.